From KUER News in Salt Lake City, I'm Caroline Ballard. The Utah Department of Health announced today there are now 257 confirmed cases of COVID-19 in the state. So far, more than 5,000 people have been tested for the virus. The state has the capacity to screen 1,500 people a day, but the department says they're aiming to double that number by the end of the week. Health officials also said about 10% of cases in the state are hospitalized. Utah only has one death related to COVID-19. On Sunday, hundreds of Utahns gathered at the Salt Lake City Airport to welcome Latter-day Saint missionaries returning home, a scene that clearly violated the state's quarantine recommendations amid the COVID-19 outbreak. KUER's Lee Hale has more.
The images of hundreds of people squeezed together in an airport parking garage was alarming to public officials who have warned against any gatherings of 10 or more people. Salt Lake City Mayor Aaron Mendenhall addressed the gathering in a Facebook video.
This is not okay. This isn't safe for those missionaries or those families or the people who are coming to celebrate. This is the way the disease spreads.
Nearly 1,000 Latter-day Saint missionaries were returning home to Utah from the Philippines in chartered flights. And more missionaries are expected as countries shut down borders to fight the COVID-19 outbreak. The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints did have measures in place to avoid such a gathering. Families were asked to stay in their cars while airport staff would guide missionaries to them one by one. The church and the Salt Lake City Mayor's Office released a statement saying that in the coming days and weeks, airport security will be monitoring adherence to these guidelines. Lee Hale, KUER News.
Utah's public schools will be dismissed through May 1st. Governor Gary Herbert and state education officials made the announcement today. The state's technical colleges will also suspend teaching starting next Monday through the 1st of May. Herbert announced soft closures of schools a little more than a week ago and now says they will continue to monitor the situation to make a decision about the remainder of the school year. Meals will continue, though, to be provided on an as-needed basis. However, as of today, grab-and-go meal services for Salt Lake City schools will be changing how they operate. From now on, there will be one serving time from 11 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Students will be able to pick up a sack lunch to eat then and a breakfast to refrigerate for the next morning. The change was made so that families would only have to make one trip to pick up meals. Meals are provided for free, with no free or reduced lunch enrollment required. The COVID-19 pandemic is now threatening the Tokyo 2020 Summer Olympics. It's following a number of high-profile sporting events that have already been postponed or canceled. As the Mountain West News Bureau's Noah Glick reports, that has some sports books in our region looking for alternatives to bet on.
Jay Cornegay is the VP in charge of the Westgate Resort Superbook in Las Vegas, the largest sports book in the world. But right now, it's closed.
It really hits you when you see an empty room like that. If the TVs are not on, you know, we only have the emergency lights on at this time.
That leaves sports books with little options. Cornegay says he's looking ahead to betting options in the fall, and that includes the U.S. presidential election. Currently, that's only allowed outside the U.S., but Cornegay says the election could bring in 10 times more money than the Super Bowl.
There's certainly a lot more people that have opinion on the presidential election than they do the Super Bowl.
Cornegay says some other sports books are still operating via mobile apps, but he expects those to shut down soon. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Noah Glick.
You are listening to KUER News. I'm Caroline Ballard.